Sometimes it means bringing my head down, my cheek on the coverlet in order to intercept her eyeline and obtrude on her gaze. In this absurd position, my head virtually in her lap, I say, "Goodbye, Mum, goodbye," trying as I say it, my head pressing into the candle wick, to picture her with Dad. Getting no response, I kiss her and go to the door, looking back for what I always think will be the last time. What I want to see is her gazing lovingly after me, her eyes brimming with tears, or even just looking. But she's not noticed I've gone, and I might never have been in the room at all. I walk to the station. Just one more thing. When I learned to read, the only books we had access to was at the local library in Leeds. And libraries have been closed all over the place now, and the people who are going to suffer are children. And closing libraries is child abuse.
This is Alan Bennett at the World Book Night launch in Trafalgar Square. Just made 10,000 people very sad and then very angry, as he does. Okay, we're back to Graham Norton now, so I better let him carry on because he's louder than me.
Selling critically acclaimed memoir, Red Carpets and Other Banana Skins. Tonight, he's going to be reading one of his favourite books.
Oh, it's Rupert Everett.
Graham Greene's Travels.
I said hello to him earlier.
Ladies and gentlemen,
I'm quite pleased with myself.
Everett.
Yeah, I told you it's going to be Rupert Everett. So we're having a fantastic time here. It's astonishing. It says World Book Night 2011 on the column, on Nelson's column. I can't believe Jamie Bing pulled that off. Okay, more from Rupert Everett. And this is Bill Thompson signing off.